Imagine a football pitch, but instead of being covered in grass, it's covered by kilometers of burning trash. That is the sheer size some burn pits had. They issued toxic smoke filled with carcinogens that were steadily breathed by millions of soldiers. The Iraq War was a controversial conflict that began in 2003 when a US-led coalition invaded the Middle East country. They sought to remove its then dictator, Saddam Hussein, and dismantle his supposed weapons of mass destruction program. The war officially ended in 2011. Dr. Anthony Sima is a clinical professor from the Donald and Barbara Zucker School of Medicine, who has authored reports on burn pits' health effects in veterans.
We've seen asthma, we see lung fibrosis. The worst patient I saw had complete scarring of his lungs, so he could not oxygenate. He needed one lung transplant.
Why did the issue take so long to be in the spotlight? Here is Caitlin Yancey, the Associate Director of Government Affairs at the IAVA.
One of the biggest barriers to getting recognition for this issue is medical challenges take some time. And I will also say that for veterans specifically, we are a community that likes to ignore some of our pain, some of our challenges. We like to kind of just push past it.
When the Biden administration signed the PAC Act last year,
the law expands access to health care and disability benefits for veterans harmed by toxic exposure. I've directed the Department of Veterans Affairs to treat all 23 presumptive conditions as in this law as applicable the moment I sign this bill.
It leaves us questions about the ordinary Iraqis and Afghans.
Child or the local national who works on the base as a job for many years or would have more exposure. It's the sandstorms that are quite frequent in Iraq that blow the dust around. Sandstorms are so frequent that we have detected burn particles in the surface grab samples from military bases. So the carcinogens are there, the crystals are there.
To this moment, there appears to be no plan to offer compensation to the local ordinary civilians.
Burn pits, legislation helping veterans but leaving Iraqi citizens behind. And I can say that from a VSO standpoint, it is something that we're tracking, but we continue to see information on this, and I think we're going to see more activism on this.
Only time will tell the total scope of a toxic legacy of the Iraq War for Americans and for the locals.